This is not the summer for weeding. I'm letting the garden get out of hand. Some flower stalks grow long enough to lose the strength to carry blossoms. They droop before the mower blade. It's July, and the dog is dying. In a week or two, I will have to wake up to sunlight surrounding a space where, recently, two unidentified men in black caps cut down the only cottonwood tree. I will call the veterinarian, and together we will step into the dog's last day. I will read the newspaper online, as is my habit, following stories of people casting off one government and then another. These stories are often accompanied by images of shouting people with palms reaching into the sky, all the while uniformed men lick their chops just out of frame. In the other room, I hear my dog not eating, despite the bullets of raw meat I put in his bowl. I hear birds in the serviceberry bushes. Some mornings, these birds chase each other over my weedy lawn. I used to see red-tailed hawks in that cottonwood tree. I'm having a hard time letting go of the dog, so I carry him out through the garage, down steps he can no longer negotiate without stumbling, smacking his bony hip on concrete when he falls. He insists on spinning around, although his legs no longer support any torque. I have an old computer in the garage, old enough I can't remember if it contains any useful information. I save it because my son might use it for an art project or because I'm not sure if I need to make an appointment to dispose of electronic waste at the recycling center up by the fault line. Last summer, Mr. Anderson, who lives up by the fault line and who has flown a black POW MIA flag for as long as I can remember, inadvertently started a forest fire by burning trash in a barrel in his backyard on a windy day. He nearly burned down the offices of the power company. I admire the courage of people who clear the ground even when they do it accidentally or too often. A person like that would have killed the dog a while ago. I admire this twisting world growing up wild and bony against burning and waste.